reconciling to the penny. Calm hands, closed beast. The calm, patient hands that close the beast's two halves without ever raising their voice. The bank statement and the ledger have been staring each other down all afternoon, two numbers refusing to agree, and instead of panicking, you do the thing that actually works. You slow down, you go line by line, you let the discrepancy be small and findable instead of catastrophic and personal. Somewhere around entry 212, there it is, a transposed digit, a duplicate deposit, something almost embarrassingly minor, and the two halves of the beast finally close. This is strength's real lesson, the one people miss when they picture a lion. It was never about force. It was about the quiet, unglamorous patience to sit with something wild and untamed until it settles on its own, because you refuse to match its chaos with yours. Today's reconciliation wants exactly that kind of calm. Give it to yours, one line at a time. What may cross your path? A stubborn discrepancy finally reveals itself as something small and almost silly, a transposed digit, a duplicate line. You stay calm through a reconciliation that would have wrecked your afternoon a year ago. Someone panics about a mismatch, and you're the one who talks them down. Patience, not speed, turns out to be the thing that actually closes the gap today. Match the chaos with calm, not urgency. The number that won't behave usually just needs you to slow down, not push harder. Your mantra, "I don't force the reconciliation, I outlast it calmly."